guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right. You've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted. But that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Earnest today. 279-7431. Call David Earnest. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation. Won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Earnest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Right now, save up to $600 when you get a king bed at a queen price and a queen for a twin. Like a Serta Perfect Sleeper Queen mattress, now just $499.99. Plus, take home a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. Don't wait. Visit MattressFirm.com or a store near you for our best deal of the year. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit MattressFirm.com/sale.
Thanks again to Dana Duncan, Jacqueline Tomlinson. The time goes by so fast when they're hanging with us on Wednesday afternoons. Next hour, Seth Spotlow reviews Parasite.
What?
Yeah, he is part of our gifted program here on Happy Hour, and he's joining us next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5, and remember,
God loves you.
Fox News, I'm Mary Corsetti. The first major test of Mike Bloomberg's presidential campaign plays out in Las Vegas tonight when he takes the debate stage. Bernie Sanders slammed the former New York City mayor at a town hall yesterday.
To all of those billionaires who think they can buy elections, we are a democracy, not an oligarchy. You're not going to buy this election.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich thanked President Trump today for commuting his 14-year sentence.
When I express our most profound and everlasting gratitude to President Trump for doing what he did, he didn't have to do this.
Blagojevich was convicted in 2011 on several political corruption charges. California Governor Gavin Newsom proposed to lower the legal bar for providing forced treatments to the mentally ill and building more homeless shelters during today's State of the State address. America is listening to Fox News.
I got to tell you something before we get to our most electrifying story. One of the people that helped the San Francisco Giants, who happens to be a conservative named Aubrey Huff, helped them win the World Series in 2010, is not being invited back because he doesn't share their values. Why? Because he won't crap in the street? I mean, how does San Francisco tell anybody that they don't embrace their values? You've got miles of pup tents with homeless people, crapping in the street, needles everywhere. He doesn't share your values. And he told him to kiss his ass. Good for him.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Normally, we don't put the weather into the most electrifying story of the day, but Rosie caught it first. Dozier Road is closed.
Right, due to flooding.
Yeah. The area right next to our thinking stoop behind the building, I'm seeing serious erosion over there. I mean, I've been here 15 years, and we've had some floods, and the ditch behind, you know, next between us and 85 is filled pretty high tide, but I've never seen what's going on right now, and I'm worried about a sinkhole or something developing there. But the weather is a legitimate concern. Now, right now, in the immediate future, we have this, the rain on the radar looks like a smear of cream cheese on a bagel. It is really not defined. It's just a green smear. I'll have to try this on Rich tomorrow. But this smear, it is different.
Whipped cream.
Yeah, it looks like a green smear that extends all the way through Texas. That's a long distance, and that is what's just edging our way. There's a couple of embedded thunderstorms to the west of us. So, yeah, this weather situation, if it's not electrifying, you should be at least concerned about it. So we're going to begin the hour with the forecast by Rich, and don't forget, in fact, Mr. Electric will be here tomorrow. I've got a list of things we need done at the house, so I'm going to make my appointment right here on the radio. And Mrs. Ritterbottle, if you're listening, you should be making sure that list is complete. And I know you will. They'll be here tomorrow. In the meantime, if you want top-notch, certified master electricians, on-time appointments at your convenience, upfront pricing, and a rock-solid guarantee, you never have to think twice about who to call for an installation or service. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the rain yet. In fact, a new surge of rain comes in through the overnight hours tonight and hangs around for much of the day tomorrow. A drenching cold rain. Overnight low temperature tonight, about 50. And as a matter of fact, that'll be probably the high tomorrow as well, about 50 as it hovers and it becomes breezy as well. Then the rain tapers off tomorrow night. Overnight low temperature, 35. Friday, breezy, cool, high temperature, maybe 52, but I think we'll be in the low 30s by Saturday morning at dawn. Saturday is a cool day, but a sunny day, high in the upper 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed is hosting a press conference today to address, quote, historically unprecedented legislative overreach. The legislature voted 8-2 yesterday in favor of blocking Montgomery City Council's proposed 1% occupational tax. The ordinance passed Montgomery City Council by a 5-3 vote last night. Plus, the Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee voted 8-1 with one member abstaining to approve a medical marijuana bill. It now heads to the full Senate for consideration. The bill would allow people to be prescribed medical marijuana for 15 medical conditions. And Ryan Newman has been released from a Florida hospital 2 days after a frightening crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500. He has been hospitalized since Monday night. Roush Fenway Racing says the 42-year-old driver was fully alert and walking around the hospital in the hours before he left. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
By the way, if you're interested in reaching out to your local representative to tell them how thrilled you are with the idea of the city getting into the water park business, and it's a 1% income tax. If you work in Montgomery, I will have that list posted so you can reach them by email and share your opinion.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I'm playing this one more time today because it's really well done.
And now a star is born. On February 19th, 1963, the world welcomed little baby seal. No, not that kind of baby seal. The baby seal who'd grow up to marry Heidi Klum and sing Kiss from a Rose. Now that's one heck of a seal. A star is born.
All right, that list of council people that voted for the income tax. Don't call it occupational. It's an income tax. Is on my page with their email addresses, and we should acknowledge those who voted against it. Richard Bollinger, Brantley Lyons, and Clay McGinnis. Tracy Larkin was out due to medical issues. So the rest of them are there. And based on the, I have yet to see, other than on the Montgomery Uncut page, anybody on my thread, and we've had a lot of reaction. This is one of the few things that got us political on the morning show, was this whole thing. Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald. It was a yeah, baby kind of day.
Yeah, it was.
Today. It's amazing how this whole corona thing seesaws back and forth.
Yeah. You know, we talked about this yesterday, and we've talked about it now for weeks, and it truly is that way. You know, you look at, okay, how many cases have been reported overnight? And you start to try to, you know, build sort of a pattern, if you will, that, you know, the rate discovery of new cases is beginning to roll over, decline. And it looks like that may be actually happening. And that, I think, really helped things out today. So you've got this sort of interesting paradigm in the near term. Basically, you're going to have a number of companies who are going to begin to start to give guidance in terms of how they've been impacted by all this. We saw that with Apple yesterday. We're going to continue to see that. But then you also hopefully get better data flow, you know, and trending on this, on the reported cases that are improving. And if you get that, then maybe we stabilize and we can work our way higher. And of course, we saw the impact of it today. We were up and set a new all-time high on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500. And you know, I just think that it's a, as I've said, it is a continuation of a really, really strong earnings story. Top-line revenue growth, bottom-line earnings growth have been really pretty powerful, and it doesn't seem, you know, to be slowing down. And, you know, it's interesting. I was talking earlier today. Every time I go around, I run into all of these small business owners and many of them who are clients of ours, because we do a lot of business consulting for business owners. And so I always say, hey, how are things? How's business? And they go, oh, man, it's really good. It's really good. And then I kind of laugh and I say, you know, I haven't run into anyone yet who says that their business is not doing well in this economy. And if they aren't doing well, then maybe they need to go back and look at their business model. The point being is that, you know, I'm not obviously an official polling service, but when I go around and talk to my business clients, things are looking really good. So.
And yeah. We have Fox on in the studio here this afternoon, and every time I look up, it's another one of these losers with their plan to destroy what Trump has launched. And frankly, looking at the crowd that greeted him in Phoenix today, he's got it going on. He's strengthened. I can't think of any other politician in American history that strengthened his presidency by being impeached, but he did. This guy wins every time he takes something on.
No, you're exactly right. And I personally think, I mean, if they put somebody like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren up there as the Democratic nominee, it's going to be an outright landslide. And, you know, I think if you got a Bloomberg in there, it maybe makes it a lot closer. But at the end of the day, I still think Trump wins. It's just, it's inconceivable to me to think.
Here's the thing. I'm just a simple heart show toast, Brent. You know that. I wasn't homeschooled or anything. If they allow Bloomberg to come in and buy out the Democratic nomination, which is what he is doing, and none of the other candidates can even come close to keeping up with the money he has to pay for his own campaign. The Bernie bros, more than any other group of this collection of losers, they will vote for Trump before they'll vote for Bloomberg, or they won't vote at all. So while Bloomberg may give the Democrats a moderate option, he's not going to have the support from the ever-growing left wing of the party. So I would prefer, because it's a debate that needs to happen, because we've indoctrinated several generations on European socialism, to have Trump and Sanders debate capitalism versus communism, and to compel Bernie to have to tell the truth about what his plan is really all about. And I don't know that that will happen. I have no idea what's going to happen. This is no time to be making political prognostications, but that's kind of how I see it. And look, when you're Mike Bloomberg and you're insulting farmers, what did Trump do for farmers? Trump, if you're a farmer and you don't vote for him, you're an idiot. He just did that trade deal with China that's going to help them tremendously with the products that they grow. Trump would never tell them, hey, anybody can be a farmer. All you do is make a hole in the ground, put a seed in it, and let it rain, and then pick it when it grows. That kind of, if Trump had said those things, the media would be going ballistic. But he did.
Yeah.
Bloomberg did. And like everybody else, they're just letting them slide. It's amazing.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it is pretty incredible. You know, the thing is obviously Bloomberg is a New York Yankee. I mean, that's what he is. He's a New Yorker. You know, he's talking big about raising taxes and doing all these things. But you know, if you think about the level of money he's wanting to raise compared to what Bernie Sanders wants to do, it's like there's such a huge chasm between them. I think Sanders is probably talking about $30 to $40 trillion just in health care.
Yeah,
that doesn't even get to the other stuff. And Bloomberg wants to raise $5 trillion. So I think Bloomberg is probably going to do well in this debate tonight, and I think he's probably going to end up being the Democratic nominee.
I believe this
in the end.
You know what? I think there's a good chance of that, but you know what's going to happen? They're going to have to screw Bernie again, and his supporters will not take that as nicely as they did last time. That's what I'm saying. My prediction for the convention in Milwaukee is it's going to be either 68 or 72 all over again. Chaos, dissension, fractions of the party going in different directions. Could be the end of the Democratic Party as we know it.
I think it is. And you remember, we talked about this last year or a year ago about how this whole part of the party is splintered. You know, the moderates, the old line moderates, you think about, Schumer and Pelosi and all of those that we know, they're hanging on for dear life.
Yeah.
Because what we actually have is a third party that is emerging in America, and it's the Communist Party.
Yes, it is.
And that's what I really believe, and I think it's kind of scary because I think there are probably truly maybe 15% or so of Americans out there that identify with that way of thinking.
You know what's interesting? I just read this last night. Do you know there are 12 Democratic challengers to AOC in her district?
Yeah, I have read about that.
Democrat challengers, yeah. Not Republicans. There is a Republican running. And I think Miss High and Mighty is starting to get the sweats because, after all, she masterminded the exit of Amazon from her district and the thousands of jobs that were coming with it because she doesn't understand economics. And I think you're going to see, if there's a mushroom cloud over the Democrats in November, they can thank her and all the other crazy nuts that they gave the floor to, allowed, you know, push the impeachment, all the stuff that's made Trump even more popular. It's a magnificent thing to watch, you know?
No, it really is. It really is. I personally think that the Republicans are going to win and beat her. I'm not sold that things are as cushy as the Democrats want you to believe. I think Trump is flirting with long coattails and a potential landslide. Now, it depends on, you know, obviously who is nominated by the Democrats. And if it's Bloomberg, then that might make it a little different. But anyway, we'll see.
It's funny. Trump is a classic New Yorker, and he's got the bravado. He's got that. They're both billionaires, but they could not be more different in the way they relate to people. Trump turns the Daytona 500 into a campaign rally. Mike Bloomberg could never do that. And they're not, you know, the only person that's getting thousands of people out to rallies right now is Bernie.
That's true.
You know, Bloomberg can spend all the money he wants. You can't buy love, although I am disappointed that they must have greased the mayor's skids here when he was in town, because I guess, is that true, Reed, is a Bloomberg?
I'm not sure, but I would think so.
He's paying for influence. He hasn't asked for mine yet. And my influence is not for sale at any price. Well, I do have a family to take care of, you know. I'm kidding, of course, but this has been a great discussion, Brant, and it's always great to have a little extra time to talk these things on a day when the markets had a good one. If you would like in, if you feel left out, the only thing that's separating you from being on the inside of a great economy is a phone call to 387-0094. And it starts with a visit to McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management to meet Brant and meet all the incredible people that work there. And talk about you and your goals and how they can help you achieve them. You don't have to bring a checkbook or money or anything else. Just, it's the first step towards becoming managerial with your money. And it's time well spent. 387-0094. Hope you'll make that call to McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, hope we have another good day tomorrow. We will talk
to you. Yeah. Yeah, me too, buddy. Look forward to it.
Likewise. Take care.
All right, see you.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
525. So we were talking about the schmear of rain. Looks to me,
that's the a rain, big schmear.
It's a big schmear. Somebody's using that term in their ads. Is it
schmear?
Schmear perfection. I think it's Philadelphia cream cheese is using that in their ads, and I saw that and I thought that's brilliant. Why didn't I think of that at any point in the last 30 years? Schmear perfection.
Yeah. That makes me think of dollop.
I like
dollop
the
dollop of Daisy.
I do whoop but do doop a dollop or whatever it is. It's kind of a 50s song.
Do a dollop.
That's a good jingle.
Yeah.
Anyway, the schmear of rain is now starting to come in. I would recommend that Seth and I go downstairs
Got to check.
And investigate. And this is, about 2 hours ago, we had a request for the OBGYN lady.
Yes.
And we're going to finally honor that. I hope our listener is still with us. You remember who that was?
I don't.
Rosie is very sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Personally sorry it's taken so long to get, but we, you know, we got a lot of politics going on.
Might have been
here.
Keith.
Yeah. Keith, if it was you, Rosie looks...
Both of y'all look great today, by the way.
Thank you.
That, I had a feeling that was coming.
I'm just
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Remember, Dozier Road at Emerald Mountain is closed due to flooding. If you use that way to get home, you'll have to take an alternate route this afternoon. We had a minor accident at Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. We believe that one is out of the way, but use caution there. Vaughn Road in front of MAPCO. That's the one not too far from Taylor Road. Minor accident right there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Northeast Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway. We had an accident there about 45 minutes ago. Should be in the cleanup stages now, possibly even out of the way, but use caution there. We are very busy all over the city at I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. The interstate, though, is rolling at the speed limit this afternoon with no issues whatsoever. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek Wetumpka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers. In our Minis, Money, and More giveaway, you can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women, keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you is able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
All right, poor timing on my part, but out of a mistake comes an opportunity to learn, because we have Seth Spotlow here. Now, I could have been dead. You don't know if I'm coming back or not, right? That's
right.
Always a possibility. I could have fallen into the sewer like I did a few years ago.
Or locked yourself outside the door.
Could have done that too. So what happens if I'm not here and the OBGYN lady is, you turn this button on here, mm-hmm, and the mic is hot.
Ah, okay.
And you can talk about whatever you want as long as you're making noise.
Okay.
And you might start with your little girl. And by the way, part of the fun of being in the Millbrook Parade Saturday was having you and Rose there too, and watching how much fun she was having. Good dad.
It was fun, man. Thank you.
So there you go. And if you have nothing to say, then you look over here and press the next button with the green box.
Oh, okay.
And to get them continue, you go to this button here that says MAN, manual, and just hit that, and it turns yellow and it's automatic. So everything will just play. Then you go down to see the staff at Jams. Because there's some big, strong people there, and they can carry my body to wherever it needs to go while everything is playing up here. So I apologize for that. 5:35, and we actually have callers.
Yes.
Boogers?
Yes.
Boogers, yeah.
Hey, Boogers.
Well, hey, I thought you were just talking to me. I've been talking to you, and you couldn't hear me, but I could hear you.
Oh.
God.
How'd you pick that name? No pun intended. Actually, it was.
I was trying to get something that would make me laugh and everybody else laugh. And I just kept seeing these little kids picking their little boogers with snot hanging out. See, I shortened it. It used to be boogers and snot, but I shortened it to boogers because I didn't know how to spell snot. You got it?
Yeah. So far, I am following you word for word.
Okay, well, I got another one for you. I can just see that turd Strange jumping up and down in the living room. Well, in the bathroom, he starts out jumping up and down, hitting himself on his head with his fist, laughing, carrying on like a drunk, and he hadn't had a drink yet. And he's hitting his face, slapping his face, and then picked up a newspaper, a rolled up newspaper, was beating himself all over. Fell down, and then he was kicking his legs up in the air so hard he kicked himself up, heard the sirens outside the front door. He went outside running around naked. He just got out of the shower, running around naked, hollering, "Thank God, thank God, thank you too, devil, that I ain't the mayor anymore."
Yeah. You win the essay contest for today. Here's legal, the local heartthrob, Chad.
Well, that explains why you picked boogers before me.
It's not a problem.
That was an interesting call there. I like those lengthy explanations. Hey, so broker convention looks like it's coming the way of the DNC. 438 reported today that it looks like Bernie's going to go into the convention, no matter what happens to Bloomberg, with a plurality of like 41%, and everybody else is like 2018 or whatever, which means that the convention's going to try and screw Bernie out of being their nominee.
And Milwaukee will burn. Milwaukee will burn. The Bernie brothers have already said that.
It's going to be Chicago 68 again, you know? So it's going to be very interesting. Which means, Greg, that I need to go to Costco, find your wife, and buy more popcorn, because this is going to get fun. You know? Like, I mean, it's like the best dream you can have, and I won't use the other word in front of dream, the best dream you can have as a Republican and as a conservative is to watch a broker convention among a group of losers, none of who would win anyway, you know? So, and tonight's going to be fun. It's going to be a fair six brawl, and everybody's going after Mayor Bloomberg.
Actually, you know what? For a change, we haven't really discussed this today because everybody is so pissed off over this occupational tax.
Well, let me make you feel a little better about that. It ain't going nowhere. The legislature has a bill right now. It's already made it through the House. It's also going into the Senate that will prohibit municipalities from enacting occupational taxes without a vote of the legislature. And it's got a really good, I'd say it's got a 95% chance of passing. And why does it have a 95% chance of passing? Because guess who would be subject to the Montgomery occupational tax if it passed? Members of the legislature.
Oh.
Yes. So I think this bill is about as close to
By the way, Chad, somebody sent me, this is from WBRC, I believe that's Birmingham, Alabama Supreme Court rules occupational tax illegal. This is from 2009.
Yeah. Well, there's been different kinds. There's been some that have been applied to, like, federal and state judgeships that are found unconstitutional. There is an argument that it's unconstitutional. But, nevertheless, there are occupational taxes that are in place right now, and this bill would allow those, anyone that was in effect before, I think, February 2nd, to remain in place. All right, so, but that doesn't mean Montgomery, because Montgomery doesn't have one. So I don't think we're going to end up with an occupational tax. In fact, I would bet a wad of cash that we're not going to have an occupational tax because that bill's going to pass in the legislature.
I got to tell you, based on what I'm seeing on social media, they'll run them all out of office before they'll allow this to happen. I've never seen.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly. Because remember, they told us the 10% sales tax is only temporary. Remember that? It's just one penny, and it's only going to be temporary.
Yeah, they did that before I got here, but when I got here, I was shocked because it was the first place I'd ever lived where the sales tax was that high, and on groceries, too.
Yeah, and on groceries, and on medication, right? Aren't meds subject to it, too?
I don't know about prescription medications, but...
Yeah, well, it's...
Over the counter,
you know,
probably.
I see people posting on Facebook, oh, it's only one penny. And I'm like, on top of the other 10 cents, on top of your state tax of 6%, 7%, and then on top of your effective average federal tax rate of 24%, and then on top of your Social Security withholding, which is another 7.5%, and if you're the employer, it's double that. It's at 14%. So, yeah, okay. See where I'm going with this?
I do.
Your effective tax rate is over 50%, you know? And so that's why people are, you know, and I get everybody saying, well, we need more money, we need more money, we need more money. I'm like, you know what we need? We need better policy so more people want to live here and work here.
Yeah, that would be a good start. And an effort to make it safer.
Right. And they say they're going to spend that money if they get an occupational tax, you know, for the police department. But I as far as I know, there's nothing in what passed the council the other day that ties it specifically and says this money must be earmarked for the police department and public safety.
Right.
It ain't going to be. It's just going to go into the till.
Chad, you know? Got to run, all right, buddy.
All right, listen, take care.
Thanks. Line two is ringing, and Larry, I need you to hold for a second. It's 5:42.
In the race for U.S. Senate, it might shock you to know that Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville is for amnesty for illegal aliens. It's shocking, but true. Just listen to his own words.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here. Let's walk up, then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Give them jobs? Let them become citizens? That would mean taking jobs from you and giving them to people here illegally. Listen again.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here.
And once they're here, Tuberville wants to give them amnesty.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Those are Tommy Tuberville's own words.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Tommy said it, and he can't deny it. He backs amnesty for illegals and wants to give them jobs. Tuberville puts them ahead of you.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-287-0429 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-287-0429. 800-287-0429. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-287-0429.
All this screaming and gnashing of teeth. The president's abusing his pardon powers. He has pardoned or commuted 26 people. Obama did 1,927, and I don't every time he pardons somebody, it's we have not only a judicial double standard in this country, but a the media double standard is beyond nauseating. It really is. It's getting harder and harder to tolerate this. Let's talk to Larry.
Hey, Greg. Legal Eagle and local heartthrob Chad kind of took the point I was going to call in with, which is, you know, my question would have been, if Montgomery passes a 1% occupational tax, then does that affect the state law payers? And of course, it does. And, you know, like with anything, you can build a castle in the sky, but then you've got to build a ladder to get there. So we pass that. What's going to happen? The next step would be, hey, we just got our salary cut 1%, so to make that up, we need an extra 1% salary raise. Who pays for that? Not the city of Montgomery, not the residents of Montgomery, but the state of Alabama. So in effect, now, you know, somebody living in Elmore County is paying an occupational tax to Montgomery when the only thing they did was elect somebody to go and represent their interest in Montgomery. So, and of course, is it 1%? Well, that's great, but we still got a deficit. So maybe we now need 2. Now we need 5%. Now, well, okay, we exempt the state employees. Do we exempt the legislators? Do we exempt everyone that works for the state? Do we exempt civilians who work for the state?
I'm not big on exemptions.
Exactly. So I'm with Chad. I think that the legislature is going to shoot it down. I really hope they do because I think it's a horrible idea. Of course, I've never met a tax that I did like. So
yeah, well, join the, and people are paying attention. We have been bilked and milked this way when we weren't looking or paying attention. This is a new era of citizenship in this country. There's a lot more people, not enough, there'll never be enough, but not enough people paying attention. That has changed. And you just can't get away with this, and we don't need the city in the water park business. Among other things. The government, you know, government, federal, state, local, should do what it's designed to do. And that's it. Limited government. The less government, the better. Do your
Agreed.
Job. Protect us. Keep us safe. Keep our sewers and everything. We pay for that, too. You look at the your cell bill, your water bill, and all the crap they pile on, and now they want to add to that? No thanks. Appreciate the call. Tommy, we got to check in with Rich, and then we'll be back to you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
By the way, I went outside. The schmear is here. It has started raining in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the rain yet. In fact, a new surge of rain comes in through the overnight hours tonight and hangs around for much of the day tomorrow. A drenching cold rain. Overnight low temperature tonight, about 50. And as a matter of fact, that'll be probably the high tomorrow as well, about 50 as it hovers and it becomes breezy as well. Then the rain tapers off tomorrow night. Overnight low temperature, 35. Friday, breezy, cool, high temperature, maybe 52, but I think we'll be in the low 30s by Saturday morning at dawn. Saturday is a cool day, but a sunny day, high in the upper 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We are dedicating our Plot Forward campaign to Bailey and trying to do something positive for other dogs that are just waiting for a home to bring the kind of joy that Bailey did to Rich and to all of us. And somebody just wondered, the Humane Shelter take cloth toys if we wash them? I believe they do, but if somebody can give me a definitive answer on that, I'd like to know. Because we got a bunch. My spoiled little monsters have toys that are just too big for their tiny little mouths. And we would like to give them the Humane Society as well. Our number is 272-9228. Tommy, you're going to be our last call before we head over to Bomb Hours. What's up?
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Good.
I hate that we had to come to this point with the tax on people coming to work trying to make a decent living and want to go back home and live in a safe place. But it all comes from bad management from previous mayors. The multiplex, the biscuit baseball field, the cobblestone driveway, redoing downtown, buying into stuff like the water park, buying into the gateway. It all came from bad management in the past. Now we got to pay for it in the future.
Yeah, well, I just think a good forensic accounting, I think reaching out to somebody who knows something about development. I wasn't kidding. I wasn't trying to be a wise ass when I said, and thank you for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. If I were Mayor Reed and you wanted to get people on board with any kind of a plan, I would reach out to the guy in the White House. Show that you're really not partisan, okay, that Mike Bloomberg didn't come into town and buy your allegiance. Reach out to the guy who knows a little bit about this and ask for his advice. The city has such great potential. I love it here, and I love it here because the people are great. I love the biscuits and all of that. In some cities, these kinds of things, a strategically located ballpark has been the centerpiece of a revitalized downtown. That's what I would do. But, you know, he's been in office. The first thing he does, he wants his wife to replace him as probate judge. I'm glad Kay Ivey did not go there. And now this. Obviously, politicians at every level are paying no attention at all to what people, you know, what their constituents are passionate about. It's almost as if this radio station exists in a vacuum, especially to our local officials. Well, and part of it's our fault. We paid a lot of attention to national stuff over the last 10 years and have kind of let things happen. That needs to change, too. And we're going to do it. 5:51. We have one more traffic update from Skipper, and it has started. It's light rain. We're not going to get... But over the next 24 to 36 hours, it could get real serious in some places that are flood prone.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Dozier Road at Emerald Mountain is closed due to flooding this afternoon. You'll have to take an alternate route. A lot of people have, and we've got a good bit of congestion on 231 to Wetumpka, especially at Rifle Range Road. Folks taking that cut around to get over to Emerald Mountain. We have congestion on the Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road. I-85 northbound between Taylor and Chantilly Parkway and an accident at Atlanta Highway at the Techna Center Drive. Use caution out that way. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but everybody's been getting along this afternoon, riding the speed limit and looking good. Buckle up and be safe out there tonight, all right? The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-287-0429 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-287-0429. 800-287-0429. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-287-0429.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Go visit with some friends at Baumhauer's. You got to give me credit for one thing today.
You did great.
We did not have to put Andy Griffith on.
No.
Fox News has been on all afternoon. I haven't lost my stuff.
You made it up the steps. I didn't.
We're going to... I can take some pride in that, I suppose.
I mean, I got coffee in my hair. It was like that.
Those things can happen, Seth. They really do. And we have perfect carpeting in this building for that kind of thing because it absorbs the stain and you don't even know it's there.
You know it's there.
Yeah. No, nothing gets by Rosie. So I'll be back in the morning with Rich and Jay, Rosie, Seth, and thank you to Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson for joining us this afternoon. It's always a blast. And tomorrow, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister plays.